now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to the first Shout Out of 2017.
Tonight we talk to David Wright from Second Step.
Plus, who made this into the Shout Out Listeners Awards will be launching the finals live on air.
I'm Natalie and he's Andy. And Happy New Year, everyone.
This is Shout Out. Happy New Year to you too.
Have you got stuff coming out both your ears?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, it's called wax.
It's called sound waves.
Wax. Well, we got decks for you to play it on.
Are you having earphone trouble?
I'm getting a left ear only thing going on, but that was earlier, weren't you?
I'm still getting that. I can cope with just one ear.
Oh.
Really?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, like hang off.
You out, girl.
I can't tell because I can't hear myself. That's
maybe we should ask the listeners if they've got everything in their left ear.
It's all coming out.
I know this
stereo.
Is all technical issues that we've got in the studio. Nothing to do with
you. It's great, isn't it? So, do we all have a good New Year?
Yes, lots of fireworks.
Does anyone remember New Year?
Yeah. Children.
I do. I was here for 5 hours.
You were, yes. Yeah,
completely sober.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was busy talking to an undertaker and a vicar.
Yeah, you know how to live now. But the upside was you were in a pub.
Yes.
So, well, I did hog roast, which went down really, really well. Yeah.
Well, we were going to follow that up, but...
No, I'm being serious. I cooked a big pork cock roast.
Did you make sauce?
Yeah, I made a sage and apple stuffing.
And did you make cocktails with it?
Well, no, we found out what cherry sambuca's like on New Year's Eve. It's not very nice at all.
Cherry sambuca? Yeah. What's the recipe for that?
Well, it's a bottle you go buy at a shop.
Really?
Or you buy sambuca and get a cherry liqueur.
Well, I hope everyone drank responsibly.
Yes.
Of course they did.
I was very responsible. I didn't go anywhere the next day. It was...
What, because you were still in bed?
You just had a hair of the dog the next day.
I was a bit hungover the next day, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those. So, did you have a bonfire? I'm sure in previous years you said you've had bonfires on New Year's Eve.
Not necessarily on New Year's Eve. No? Usually on solstice we have a bonfire.
So, is that the naked thing?
Yes.
The naked thing.
You can be naked around the solstice fires.
So I remember
if you like.
There was something interesting about that day.
Yes. Our bras were off. Yes.
Oh, daredevil. Nice. You.
Are you too, isn't it too young, aren't you, to remember burning your bra?
Oh, no.
Of course, you're
not
sure?
Too young. I remember it. It was all in retrospect, though.
Yeah. Did you remember to take it off first?
Yeah.
She wasn't that drunk, Matt.
I wasn't that drunk.
I got made to walk up this huge, big hill on New Year's Day.
Really? What was the percentage?
I don't know, but it was very wet, very cold, and very, very, very cold.
Oh, wasn't Christmas Day really warm, though?
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
Boxing Day absolutely tipped it down.
Yeah.
It
was just very odd weather we're having, aren't we?
Yeah, really odd. So, and isn't it the 12th night tonight? So this
it's
is
on the 7th, usually.
No, you see.
The 12th night
I always take is the 5th because you count the 25th as being the first day. But if you're Catholic, they have King's Day on the 6th, so that's their 12th night because they don't start counting until Boxing Day.
That's
so
right,
you being
a
pagan, you count differently again.
So you have 14 day. Nights.
Yeah.
Well, 12
that's
days
just
before
plain
and
12
days afterwards. 12 days afterwards.
Oh, I'm going to become a pagan. I like that.
12 days afterwards is the 7th, isn't it?
Well, any which way, if you're superstitious, you need to get your decorations down.
It's the 6th, actually. You're right. It's the 6th.
No, mine are staying up.
Are they? What?
Yeah. Oh.
Just so you don't have to bother next year?
No, staying up in the loft. Like they have been all Christmas.
Ooh, nice one. Far humbug going on in the studio.
In fact, that reminds me, we've got to put our tree back out, bless it. It did look so fit. Our tree looked like a drag queen this year. because it's still alive, but the top's grown and the middle bit hasn't. So when we decked it out, it did look like a curvy lady. It was ever so funny.
So is that drag queenness? Is that
it was kind of
detrimental.
I suppose.
Is your view of a drag queen? You mean?
Drag queens I've seen.
I'm shaking my head at Steph because she's being pedantic.
Oh, she always is, yeah.
Just trying to pin him down with the details. Oh.
Anyway, well, I'm about to pin Mitch down for some details, so let's get your jingle. So, shout, our pick of the best events coming up this week with Mitch. Brand new year. What we got?
Well, brand new year. We've got the Snow Queen at the Bristol Old Vic, and that starts at 7 and 4 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
Oh, there have been a load of refurbs done there, aren't they? They've got all the big stuff up at the front, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. But this one is featuring a cracking live music and original songs. It's an electrifying coming-of-age tale that celebrates the things that make us different and the value of true friendship. So that's happening right up until about the 15th of January, and you can visit the website. Obviously, we'll have these on the shout out website, won't we? So, and if you can get down to the What's On at the Planetarium, they've got a night scene going on down there as well.
A what scene?
A night scene, so you can see the night sky at the Planetarium.
Have you been in since it's been refurbed?
No.
I haven't either. It's supposed to be absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it is supposed to be this phenomena. Yeah.
But can't you just do that on a night when there's no cloud and rain?
Yeah?
Well, not really, because of the light pollution in this country.
Oh, okay.
That's half the issue. But you can't see a lot of the stars unless you go out to the very tip of Wales.
They've got a planetarium, a telescope out in Wales, North Wales, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. Well, there's an artsy event as well going on at the Royal West of England Academy.
Sorry, say that again?
Artsy.
Oh.
Well, did you go first?
I had an N on the front of it when she first said it, but I think it's because she said an artsy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
An art event. Cool, good grief.
I was with you with that one, Andy.
Sorry, Mitch.
Yes.
An art event.
There's Mitch trying to take things up.
For those that are arty.
I have well prepared myself for this, but I did prepare for all the interruptions. Strange Worlds, Angela Carter, Visions of Angela Carter. Now, Angela Carter was speculation around her sexuality existed for a really long time, but she did die 25 years ago. So they're just a major exhibition will celebrate the life and work of a hugely influential writer, Angela Carter. And the times there and prices is £6.95 to get in. And it's open between Tuesday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You might remember some of her books called The Bloody Chamber. They were The Magic Toy Shop, Night at the Circus, Black Venus, and the like. But
is this one you might go to?
I might go to this one, yes, the Angela Carter exhibition, because I did read quite a lot of her. And she had quite a feminist outlook as well. Hey, so, man. You know, some of the things she did were quite controversial.
And where's that? Is that here in Bristol?
That's at the Royal Academy, West of England, Art Academy.
Top
of Park Street.
Oh, right.
Where all the art students are.
Ah, the arty ones.
Yes, the arty ones. That's why I called it an arty event.
An RT rather than an art event.
Yes. And if you've still got time to do a winter shop down at the Hamilton House, Coexist Winter Shopzilla, and that's open until the 12th of January, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Is that right? Yes, 8 p.m. And on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, you know, we'll get down there and find some creative artsy things and craftsy things.
Is it
kind of
bargain time in January?
It must be a bargain time down in January.
It's got to be January South, surely.
Yeah, it's got to
Debenhams have got a Blue Cross sale on.
Yes. LGBT events, just to add it in there because it's, relevant. we've got Friday Pool Club tomorrow at the Old Market Tavern. You can get on down there. Everyone, welcome.
Oh, is that where it's moved to?
It's had to move from Rainbows,
yes.
But it's now in the Old Market Tavern.
Awesome.
And Yes, everyone's welcome down there.
Nice.
That's from George.
Didn't have to stop, isn't it?
Yes.
That was good.
Yes.
I didn't know they had a pool table in the old market town.
Well, they do. They do.
Obviously, they do now.
On the side.
I bet you it's one from Rainbows.
Yeah, no, they do.
Wheel down
the
middle of the road.
Yes. And then you've got your Fetish Dance Club at the Bristol Bear Bar over the weekend from Raven Light. And the Bisons rugby team are having a recruitment evening on January the 9th at the Queen Shilling. You can get on down there. It's only £2 to get in. And last but not least, my favourite film in the whole world is playing at the Cube, The Singing in the Rain, with the late, great Debbie Reynolds, of course, is in that film. And that's on Sunday, January at 5 o'clock. Tickets are £5. And The Cube, as we know, is one of our favourite LGBT-friendly venues.
And what's
venues.
The plot of that film?
The plot of that film is very...
Singing in the Rain?
Singing in the Rain. The plot of the film is about somebody who's doing the voiceover for the silent movies, when the silent movies change from talkies... from silent to talkies, and they realised a lot of the actors' voices did not work when they were actually using their voices, their real voices. So they used other people's voices, and it was about exposing this talent. This Debbie Reynolds was the talent behind one of the major film actresses of the time.
Do you know the day before the Debbie Reynolds actually died, I was actually watching that movie.
Yes, yeah.
That was such a talent, that girl.
It was amazing, and it was a really pinnacle point of filmmaking as well when they did that. So they had to sack quite a few.
I'd never knew that.
Yeah, quite a few of the actors, because their voices were horrendous. They were better silent actors.
Yeah, true.
It's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they say, having a face for radio. Yeah,
it is like saying that. It is the same analogy,
right here,
Andy.
Right,
you're
now.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you very much,
that's
Mitch.
It.
If you throw a boomerang and it doesn't come back, it's a stick.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I had no idea he'd ever sung that one.
Yeah, whole album full of the oldies.
Yeah.
What a lovely voice he's got.
That was George Michael.
Yeah, and he definitely sang.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So what was that called? Secret Love, that was called. Mm.
Got a lovely crystal voice, hasn't he? Quite clear.
He's better than Michael Bublé.
Comparable.
It was a bit different, but because I do like Michael Bublé, but that.
What do
just
you think, Dave?
Shows
are you a George Michael fan? Or?
Yeah. I've listened to a bit of George Michael in the last week or so.
Well, it has
actually.
Been played a lot, unsurprisingly, hasn't it?
So, but I think people have got more into him, and that album is fantastic. Well, in a nice way.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we?
From the second step, Dave Wright, welcome to Shout Out.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
Now, obviously, we know about Second Step quite well, because our lovely Terry is a big part of it too.
Yes.
But for our audience at home who might not have heard of it, give us an idea, what is Second Step?
Second Step is an organisation that works with people with mental health issues to kind of work towards their own recovery and well-being. And it supports people in many different ways to do that.
Are you just a Bristol place, or are you national?
We're kind of Bristol. We kind of North Somerset, South Gloss a little bit, but kind of
This, so kind of southwest.
Yeah,
right.
Southwest. Kind
what
of
what sort
part.
Of issues do you work with people on?
Well, many issues, really, in terms of mental health. People who suffer with anxiety and depression. People who have experience of hearing voices. Any kind of mental health issues which require people to kind of have some kind of support and kind of maybe disrupt their lives, and they need some sort of support to help them to move forwards and to kind of, you know, get back on track with things.
Yeah, all those usual ones that a lot of people sort of just say, oh, it's nothing, you'll be fine, and it's not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, mental health affects everyone very differently, and I think it can be very difficult for people. Some people kind of experience something for a short period of time and then are okay, and some people it persists and can become more distracting from the rest of their life.
Do you find people find it hard to admit it to themselves sometimes too? I mean, because it can't be the easiest thing to say, yes, actually, you know, I could really need some help here.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to kind of say. People tend to try and manage by themselves, and to ask for help is quite a difficult thing to do. To kind of talk to friends and family or to try and reach out for some help is quite a difficult step for people to make, definitely.
So, yeah. so what kind of things do you do in the way of support? I mean, it sounds like it's not something that just happens within 5 minutes.
No, we have various different services. So we have supported accommodation services.
Right.
So that's for people who may have experienced homelessness and mental health issues, who are kind of, we provide accommodation for people so they can kind of spend some time building on skills, getting support to try and move forwards in the life, and kind of, you know, eventually hopefully get their own independent accommodation again. And so there's a lot of support. There's a lot of accommodation services, basically, where we kind of support people in their houses at different levels of accommodation. So people might have their own flat, but need a bit of support,
right,
to kind of manage that because of how mental health is affecting them.
Do you also do the kind of like the group ones where you get together and talk about things as a group as well? If perhaps you're not so far that you need
there are
in your
some
home,
through the Wellbeing Therapy Service. I think that's the name of the service. Sorry. There's talking therapies available which people can be referred from their GP for to kind of I think some of those are in groups and some of them could possibly be individually. Sorry, I'm not sure on the exact details on that, but yeah.
Sorry, am I putting you on the spot?
You're okay. But yeah, we do, there is the talking, which can be very helpful for people, because I think it's very good to kind of people to get support at the early stages when they're experiencing different issues before they become, you know, major issues for them. I think that's really important.
You just said about the GP referral. Does the GP referral, you know, is that a requirement for being put in touch with your services?
It depends on the service, really. I think referrals into our service is coming many different ways. I suppose with the wellbeing therapies, I know that's a route into it. With the supported accommodation services, that often comes through sort of being on the homelessness pathway. So okay. People who have sort of sought help with their housing and kind of, are on back on that pathway.
Yes, they've sort of gone, you know, they're sort of possibly sort of sent by a social worker who realises that they sort of need somewhere to live, but also somewhere where they can feel comfortable to live.
Yeah, I think, because, when people, I suppose when people find themselves homeless, then there's obviously a lot of issues going on in their lives. So they might be experiencing mental health issues. They might have need support with substance misuse. You know, this might have had a lot of, very sort of difficult experiences in their lives. So people cannot just be ready to get their own place and kind of just, cope, I suppose. So supported accommodation is designed to help people, to support people to kind of establish what their goals are in life and what they want from life and how they can sort of move forward in a really positive way for them and sort of, you know, make the most of things in their own way.
Now, you're not just here to promote the service itself for those who might need it, are you? You've actually come in to see if we can help get some extra volunteers, I believe.
Yes. We are recruiting for volunteers. I mean, we're pretty much always recruiting for volunteers. We have about 60 volunteers in the organisation at the moment, and we are looking for many more volunteers at
so
present.
If people are like, yeah, I might have a bit of spare time, what kind of commitment are you after? Are there very different things that people can do if they've only got, like, you know, a few hours spare through to day spare?
Yeah, I mean, generally we ask people to commit sort of 2 to 3 hours a week. For, I suppose we ask people to have some sort of a long-term commitment, so for up to a year
only a couple of hours a week, that's not
too much, no, that's not too much, really. I mean, we have volunteers, you know, we have office volunteers in the second step, sort of supporting the teams within our head office. We have volunteers working in our supported accommodations who provide groups for service users, like art groups, for instance. And there's supper groups going on where people kind of cook meals together and just have a sort of chat and, you know, have a nice evening. And there's a lot of one-to-one roles as well, sort of one-to-one support roles, mentoring and befriending roles that they're kind of the main ones we are recruiting for at the moment.
Okay, for those roles, what are you really after? Is it someone who's had experience of such issues?
Well, not exclusively. The project I work on specifically is called the United Peer Project, and that project just works exclusively with people. The volunteers are people who have had experience of mental health issues, substance misuse, homelessness. Those are people who use that experience, that lived experience, to kind of work alongside people who are kind of struggling now to kind of... they use their experience to help.
Yeah, and it's also a two-way street, isn't it? By working and talking with people who are experiencing those problems, you yourself can understand that any issues you've got better.
Yes.
You've got it from another perspective.
Yeah, exactly. For anyone who volunteers, it's something that you get something out of it yourself. Like, save me as a member of staff working with all the volunteers and all the service users, I hope that I learn things from them as people, which kind of helped me in my own journey in life. So, sorry, that was a bit of a diversion from your question, but I think the volunteers who have their own life experience help, you know, working alongside people who are having issues themselves, it does help them.
We should point out, if you are someone who hasn't had mental health issues, yes, there's absolutely no reason why you can't come along and help out too. So
exactly.
You're after as many people as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just the service. I coordinate a service called the United Peer Project, so that we just have, they're researching currently peer volunteers and kind of the effectiveness of that, so it can, you know, happen more within our organization, because we kind of really value that. So but we also have a lot of volunteers who would not identify as people who have lived experience, and they are equally valuable within our organization.
Well, I guess the important point, obviously, Shout Out goes out on six stations, so
yes,
we're also going out down in Froome and Glastonbury and Bradley Stoke and the like.
Yeah.
Is it Bristol centric?
Yes,
you're looking for people who can get into Bristol, ideally, or...
Yes, mainly Bristol. Volunteering takes place within Bristol. We do have some projects in North Somerset as well, like Whirl.
Right.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah, down in Weston.
Yes, yes.
We are on a mission to conquer the world. I don't think we're broadcasting it from in the world just yet.
Okay. but so it's mainly Bristol. I mean, some of our volunteers do travel from outside Bristol to volunteer within Bristol. But
you never know. I mean, people may live out those ways and be commuting in, so it may be something they can do after work or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we're not the only organization that has good volunteer opportunities, so I'd encourage people to look at opportunities nearer to where they are if they're interested in volunteering as well. It's not, you know, I'm not here to exclusively say
I will say you know, helping others with issues helps you understand yourself better. It's very fulfilling.
I agree with that.
Well, listen, it's been lovely to talk to you, and it's great the work you do. We obviously hear a lot about it, because Terry's talking about it all the time.
Yes.
So, best of luck with your hunt. The one thing I am going to ask you for is, if anyone's listening, they're going, I really want to get involved. What's your website? Because I'm assuming that's how you want them to get hold of you.
Yeah, that's probably the best way. It's got all our contact details on there, so they can phone us or they can email us. And I think the application forms are on there. But it's second-step. That's like a...
second-step.co.uk.
Yeah.
Cool, brilliant. Well, we'll do what we always do. We'll make sure that we stick it up along with our show when the podcast goes out later. So,
Thank
you very much for coming in.
That's
and,
okay.
Best of luck. And we'll have to make sure we catch up with you later in the year.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Cool. Now, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute with your news headlines.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go. That's a Gabrielle track, that one. I haven't heard that in... I haven't heard, any of hers in God knows how long.
No, what's happened to her?
I have no idea. I think she's retired from music, hasn't she? So, I don't know. Either of you two...
I think she's still alive. She's still out there, isn't she?
I think she's alive, but I think she's retired from music business, isn't she?
Yeah, don't know.
I know we lost a lot of people last year, mate.
Gabrielle wasn't one of them.
Didn't go that far, did it? So. Anyway, let's get some news headlines.
We'll be right back.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 5th of January.
A transgender woman being held at a male prison has died. Jenny Swift was found dead on the 30th of December in her cell at Doncaster Prison, where she was being held on remand. Her death comes just 2 months after the Ministry of Justice introduced safeguards to ensure that transgendered people would not be put in prisons inconsistent with their gender. A friend of Ms. Smith said that Ms. Swift had said that she had been denied hormones behind bars, despite the government review specifying all trans prisoners should receive items that enable their gender expression. An investigation into her death is ongoing, although the authorities believe it to be suicide.
Oscar-winning screenwriter Dustin Lance Black has told Attitude magazine that he has no respect for actors that deliberately mislead the public about their sexuality. Mr. Black revealed that he had never come across homophobia from studios or casting networks, but that managers and agents were often wedded to an outdated notion that being out would affect the bankability of actors.
It has emerged that the billionaire businessman who operates the O2 Arena is a donor to a number of listed anti-LGBT hate groups. The revelations come from a report by a political action group, Freedom for All Americans. The group had examined funding sources for the most influential and powerful anti-LGBT groups in the United States and found that Phil Anschutz has poured funding into several extreme groups, including the Alliance Defending Freedom, which has opposed same-sex weddings, gay adoptions, civil unions, and even the repeal of sodomy laws. Operating under the brand AEG Live, Mr. Anschutz's events group owns entertainment ventures in the UK, including the O2 Arena and the Manchester Arena.
Gay human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell has reported that on 3 separate occasions over the past 10 years, he has been asked whether he would be prepared to accept an OBE or other recognition of his work in the fields of equality. Mr. Tatchell says that he found the calls odd and theorises that they may have been from a right-wing daily paper rather than a genuine inquiry from the establishment. Mr. Tatchell says that he could never accept an award in the British honours system, which he says smacks of privilege and empire.
Tributes are pouring in for Julie Barnes Frank, one of the first out gay female police officers. Julie was a police officer for 30 years with the Manchester Police and retired 8 years ago. It's believed that she died from cancer. The chair of Manchester's Lesbian and Gay Foundation, Smythe Harper, noted that Julie had helped change the Greater Manchester Police from one of the most fanatically homophobic in the country to amongst the most diverse. She had also been among the first officers to march in uniform in a pride parade.
Heartthrob actor Ryan Reynolds says that he is looking for a nice boyfriend for the superhero he plays on the big screen, Deadpool. Mr. Reynolds was speaking to Variety magazine on the need for film adaptations of comic book stories to be faithful to the source material. He describes Deadpool as an outsider and totally pansexual.
And finally, listeners of the country's oldest community radio station have voted a song by the late George Michael as their top tune. Listeners of Radio Jackie put his 1984 hit Careless Whisper at number one in their listeners' all-time top 100 singles. George Michael beat off stiff competition from Queen, Michael Jackson and Frankie Goes to Hollywood to take the pole position. Other gay artists featuring in the top 100 included Soft Cell and Ricky Martin. We've popped a link to the printable top 100 on our website so you can see if you agree with the listeners' choices.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Ella Watts.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be without sponges.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, we're literally a couple of minutes away and we will be opening the finals of the Shout Out Listeners Awards. Stay with us.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Lola's theme by The Shapeshifters. Right, awards. So So, I guess you'd like to know who is in the finals.
I felt as though I needed to stand.
It's quite monumental music, isn't it?
I feel like I should have dressed better. Like, maybe I should have come in like a shirt and tie.
Yes. Oh, save it for the ceremony.
Yes.
Stevie, bless him, has been knocking out videos for. Well, I say knocking out. He's been working really, really hard on them, and they look amazing. All big, sparkly. Shout out award signs and the like going to be going off. So, anyway, if you are listening, the Shout Out Listeners Awards, the finals are now open. If you go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/awards, you can see who your finalists are, and we're going to go through them right now. So, shall we start with our first category, pubs and clubs?
Yes. Who's going to start then?
Well, do you want to read them out? You want to have a go? So, okay. Our first award, best bar stroke pub. Who we got in it?
Who can you vote for? Well, you can vote for the Phoenix, down there near Cabot Circus. There's Bristol Bear Bar and the Gin Palace up there in Old Market. And then there's OMG Bar down on Frogmore Street. And Bar Cameo, which I have not even visited, so I don't know where it is.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, it's in Weston, isn't it?
Oh, you want the moving microphone? Yeah, it's
Mr. Stoodley's new venture.
Yes. Yeah, it is in Weston, isn't it? I'm sure it's in Weston.
Mm. Well, Cameo.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Steph, do you want to do best nightclub for us?
Right, best nightclub. We've got in the running OMG, the Doghouse, the Island, the Queen Shilling, and Motion.
Mm. Some new ones in there. Previous years, that's quite cool. See,
yeah, Motion's near Temple Meads. If you don't know it,
interesting.
Wait, is the newbie to these awards? Which ones are new?
Well, the Shilling and OMG are the classic one. We used to have ones like there was one in Old Market, wasn't there? It was called R7 for a while, and Flamingos. That, but yeah. it's now ironically, it's where the award ceremony is taking place, but it's no longer a nightclub. So interesting to see some new ones in there. So yeah. Now, of course, you can't have a best nightclub without having a best club night. Do you want to read out the best club night finalists?
Yes, please, because these names are fantastic. We've got Hunker Chunk, Don't Tell Your Mother, Bear Pit, Whore's Play, Eat, Sleep, Drag, Repeat.
They are good, aren't they?
They are.
They should
really
win prizes just on name alone.
We should have a best naming category.
I think we've pretty much had all of the organisers of those on the show at some point as well, which is quite cool. So, and then, of course, you've got best bar person. We'll tell you which bars they're at as well. So, first one up is Carl Whitehouse, who works at the Bristol Bear Bar. Cameron Reed, who works at the Queen Shilling. Paul Stoodley, who you might often quite often see up at the Shilling, but he's down in for the Bar Cameo. Steve Keating, also from the Bristol Bear Bar, and the lovely Joe Derrick from the Gin Palace is in there as well. So, moving on, our next set is the groups and performers, and this is very kindly sponsored by Econ Media, which we're very, very pleased to see. We got a sponsorship this year, it's really cool.
So,
going up in the world. So we'll kick off with Best Performer / Performance Group, if you may please, Nat.
Yeah, there's Tom Marchman, who's wonderful, does some very alternative stuff. And you've never seen any of his shows, go along to one day.
Yeah, I think we've had him on the show several times as well.
We have, yes.
Originally for the Pretty Polly competition, if I recall.
That's correct. He had the best legs or something.
Yes, well, he was entering for it.
Yeah. And then there's Marshall from Flamethrower.
Well, no, he is a flamethrower.
Oh, he is a flamethrower.
Those of you that remember back when the Leather Weekend happened in Old Market, the Gin Palace organised a flamethrowing show out the front. And a rather fit guy turned up wearing black horns, who was photographed in the photo exhibition on the other side of the road by James Critchley, who I interviewed as well. And that is who Marshall is, in case you're wondering.
Okay, so be nice to Marshall. You never know what he's going to breathe out.
And then who else we got?
Beacons, Icons and Dykens.
You must have heard of those.
I've heard of them, never seen them.
Have you? We advertise them a lot on here. So they have lots of events.
Yeah, oh, and this last one.
Oh, yeah, you can't not know them.
Oh, they're Sing Out Bristol.
The wonderful Sing Out Bristol, who are doing 50 Shades of Gay, I believe, as their next concert, which I just think is hilarious.
They always get in there, don't they?
They didn't. They weren't in the last awards.
Oh, okay.
No. So no, that's not true. New one this year is Best Drag Artist. If you would
Right. Bugatti. Dan, I'm just going very careful with these.
none of them are that bad.
Just in case I get the sack. We've got a Danny Beard.
Oh, you must know Danny Beard. It's on, was it X Factor or Britain's Got Talent?
This one is close. Discharge. Miss Beaver. Ruby Rawbone.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, pretty much all Bristol ones, I think.
And all safe to read out on radio.
Yes, which actually was kind of a stroke of luck, really, I think, wasn't it? So moving on, next one is best social stroke activity group.
We've got the pool club / Friday night pool.
Which we've just heard has moved to the Old Market Tavern.
Yes, yes,
From Rainbow, so it's continuing. The next night's tomorrow.
And cool. Took their table with them.
Well, I don't know. I haven't had that confirmed. Is that true? Do you know?
Well, you can see marks down Old Market Street, so I take it was that.
I'm imagining them carrying it down the street now.
But really good to see them in there. So, because they're quite new. They've only been going for, well, I don't think they're even a year old yet. So, who else we got?
We have the Bristol Bisons, LGBT Brunch, Bristol Panthers, and Gay West.
Fab. Next one in that category is best support group or organisation. We've got Gallup, which was formerly known as Broken Rainbow. They changed their name, I believe. The lovely Freedom Youth, we've had them on the show. Terence Higgins Trust, who have their head office currently in Old Market in Bristol. Prism and Intern Engineering made it on, who you may remember we interviewed a few weeks ago on the show. It's quite interesting to see them make it in. So
they've got some good events coming up as well. If you're sad like me in Intern Engineering.
So, yeah, you'll find links to them on our website somewhere, I'm sure, because they're on the show. So, moving on to the events category. Now, before we read out these, there are two awards in this category that won't be running this year. Unfortunately, it's the same as what's happened before. We won't be running the best event for bi people or the best event for lesbian women because there just simply were no nominations in them. So they won't be running. We have to have a minimum of three people to three organisations making it in. And unfortunately,
next time, Ella, we need to nominate each other. And
we really do. Well, I was just thinking that.
What we've actually decided is we are going to make some major changes to this category next year. So rather than dividing it out LGBT, which we've done traditionally, we will have a good think and we're going to come up with some different awards next year. So this will be the last year that you will see this category in its current form. So, but we are still running the best event for gay men.
Yeah, and your choices on the best event for gay men are Raven, Bristol Bear Fiesta / High Bear Nation.
Yeah, pick that one, I will.
Yeah, Members Bristol and Playboys. It sounds a bit like, you know.
It's a night over at the Queen Shilling, I believe, Playboys.
Ah, okay.
So, spelt with a Z. So, and then the next one is obviously we've said the best of lesbian women unfortunately won't be running. Hushstruck Indigo got nominated in that, so congratulations to you, but there was no competition, I'm afraid. So, best event for trans people though is running, if you'd be so kind, Steph.
It's Thirsty Thursdays, Glitzy Girls, Trans Pride Southwest.
Oh, I see them in there as well. It was their first year last year, wasn't it? Mm. Trans Pride. So, as we said, the best event for bi people won't be running, but that does leave the best all-round LGBT plus community event. And no surprises here. Every single line in this ends with the word pride, but would you read us out the list?
Well, so I am somewhat biased because there's Bristol Pride, and Western Supermare Pride, Brighton Pride, Cardiff Pride, and Swindon Pride.
Cool. Our next category is for food and entertainment. This is kindly sponsored by TQS Food Consulting Limited, who you might remember as our sausage inspector.
Don't go
very,
down that road.
Very, very kind of them. And there's some fantastic ones in here as well. First award in this one is the best value eatery, in which we've got Chin Chin, Zaza Bazaar, the Old Market Tavern, Vanoush. And the Phoenix are in there.
Hang on, how come it says Vanosh?
It's missing an O, isn't it? So, don't say that. I'll correct it when we're off it. The next one is best dining experience.
Yeah, and for that, well, how can I go? It's getting quite exclusive here. You've got Brasserie Blanc. You've got Harvey
Blanc.
Nichols.
Brasserie Blanc.
Brasserie Blanc.
Francais.
Okay. Harvey Nichols, The Phoenix, Chin Chin, and the Bank Tavern.
Mm, yes. I had to look up the Bank Tavern, but yeah, it's like a really, really nice place. So Google it.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember off the top of my head. The next one in here is Best Tourist Attraction.
My favourite, because of a certain wedding I went to, the SS Great Britain.
Well, it would not have favourites.
The Clifton Suspension Bridge. Another favourite of mine.
Oh, bless you.
I love walking across that. Bristol Zoo, and I love going to Bristol Zoo. It's really nice. The M Shed, because it's got a big green Bristol bus in it, an old FLF. And the aquarium, which has got fish in it, and I like that as well.
So Bristol Botanical Gardens didn't make it.
No, I don't think you got any votes, remember? I don't remember it being in there anyway. So, and the final one in this category is Best Festival.
So we've got Submerge Festival, the Harbour Festival, Love Saves the Day, and Glastonbury Festival.
I was quite pleased they didn't all end in festival. So Love Saves the Day. It's not called Love Saves the Day Festival, is it? It's just Love Saves the Day, thank God. So, our next category, our second to last category, is Media and Celebs, which we kick it off with Best Community Radio Show. And in it this year, we've got the DJ Daddy Dance Show, which is over on Base Radio, which you can also get shout out on as well. Then we've got a couple, in fact, most of them now are BCFM ones. Shepherd's Way, which is on Wednesdays here. The Midweek Sports Bar.
That's on Tuesdays.
That's on Tuesdays. They're both on BCFM. And he's going to jump for joy of the morning, isn't he? The One Love Breakfast Show, which goes out here on BCFM and on UGMA.
And so. Pirate Nation.
Oh, and Pirate Nation.
Yeah, and Midweek Sports Bar is also on Pirate Nation.
Oh, cool.
And okay. Shepherd's Way is also on Bradley Stoke Radio.
Okay, yeah. Remind me after the show and I'll update.
Well, it's just because we broadcast on all those stations.
We do, yeah.
So we should be fully inclusive.
Yeah, so. The next one is another new one. Best LGBT plus TV character.
Yeah, and I'm glad you've said what roles they play because I've not heard of any of them.
Well, I think it depends how much of the soaps you watch. They all came from soaps this year. So.
No, I watch Air Crash Investigation. I don't watch soaps. And they've never been on that.
So are you going to read them out?
Yes, you've got Steve Hay, who plays Kieran Richardson in Hollyoaks.
I think it's the other way around. It's... Is it... Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. Then you've got Sean Tully, who plays Anthony Cotton in Coronation Street. You've got Sophie...
No, that's definitely the other way around. Let's have a look. Carl Slater, yeah, it's the other way around. So,
Anthony Cotton, who plays Sean Tully.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Then you've got Brooke Vincent, who plays Sophie Webster in Coronation Street. And then you've got Ted Riley, who plays Johnny Carter in EastEnders. And then you've got Riley Carter Millington, who plays Kyle Slater in EastEnders, with a name like Riley Carter Millington.
Yeah, he's the main trans character in
okay, hardly East from Enders. The East End of London.
Well, Carl Slater is. So, the next one is Best Film with an LGBT plus theme.
That's the Dallas Buyers Club, Lilting, The Danish Girl, Pride, and The Pass.
And finally, in this category, Best Celebrity Role Model.
So we've got Graham Norton, Ellen DeGeneres, Ben Cohen, Gareth Malone, and Tom Daly.
So, and then finally, shout out this very special award is our Local Hero of the Awards, which is for outstanding efforts in the community kind of thing. So, and we've got. One, two, three, four, five up this year. Alid Osborne, who was nominated for work in the community and a huge amount of effort he put into helping to organise the Alanjo Vigil last year. We've got Nigel Bryars, who was nominated for the hard work and effort put into starting and maintaining Western Supermare Pride. Ben Smith, who was nominated for the sheer hard work and determination running the 401 marathon to raise £310,000 at last count, which went to Stonewall and Kidscape. And finally to George Clark, who's been nominated for promoting events in the lesbian community, including the long-running, long-suffering Friday Night Pool Club, which we talked about earlier. So that is your finalists.
Did you mention Michelle Bradford?
Oh, it's missing off that bit, isn't it? Michelle Bradford, who was nominated for setting up the LGBT emotional wellness group.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. First proofread of the form as well. We need to make a few changes after the show, I think, don't we? So I did it in a real hurry because it was Christmas. You see.
You're too far away. I had to kick you on the shins.
Yeah, but it's not only that, but it's like, what, you know, 5 minutes ago or a bit more when it actually all came up.
It did, yes. Yeah, so it's a lot harder work than you think because, of course, the first round is totally open and people can type what they like. And you can tell some people are out drinking with what they typed and other people don't know how to spell it. Or they say things like, you know, that what's it that's in that programme on that channel and you've got to go and then figure it out, see what they meant to tally them all up.
Yeah, so someone decided it's Vanoosh Vanosh.
Vanosh, yes. It's Vanoosh. So
they've Bristolianised it.
A huge thank you to everyone who nominated. The finals will stay open now until midnight on the last day of January when they were closed. Then we have a massive great award ceremony where we're doing a 2-hour special outside broadcast which will take place at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol. You can even come along to the actual ceremony to the Old Market Assembly if you want to join us. We go live at 7, so get there between 6 and 5:30 ideally. Bung it in your diary. It's the 9th of February. It's here in Bristol at the Old Market Assembly. As I said, it should be a really, really good fun night. We've got some special friends of ours from that you probably will have heard on things like commercial radio here in Bristol come along to give away a few awards, which should be really good fun. So anyway, that is it for this week. Once again, a very happy new year from all of us here at Shout Out.
As you heard, voting is now open for the finals of the Listeners Awards. Just go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/awards to vote.
We'll be back next week when Steph's going to be catching up with a little bundle of joy. But for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.